Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Elias, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you're having any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those who are listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we join together, assemble together in your name. And Lord, we give invitation for your spirit to be with us, to speak into our hearts this day, what thus says the Lord. Lord, let your word just shine in our hearts. Let your word shine before our eyes. Let the revelation of your word come unto us in Jesus' name. Lord, see our need and our need for the understanding of the pure word of God. So, dear Lord, as we take this journey into your word, we give invitation for your spirit to be with us. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we will give you all the glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today we are dealing with, and the title of this message is The Midnight Cry, Who Possessed the Power to Accomplish? The Midnight Cry, Who Possessed the Power to Accomplish? The first thing I want to do is give you guys a definition of the word able from Webster's Dictionary before I proceed on with the message today. And looking at the word able, to give you guys a definition of the word able. And according to Webster, the word able, being in a verb adjective sense, the word able carries a couple of definitions, but the one that is sticking out to this lesson we're doing today, the word able means having sufficient power, skill, or resources to accomplish an object. Once again, the word able means having sufficient power, skill, or resources to accomplish an object. Now, I want to come from the word of the Lord today because this is one of the reasons why this title is The Midnight Cry. And we have been sharing with you guys about the Lord been sending the angel messenger, who is called the Elijah from the Bible in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 4. Chapter 3 is speaking of the same one, but he's called the messenger. And he is known as that prophet, Deuteronomy 18 and Acts chapter 3. And the midnight cry is the message of the Lord sent through his angel in this last hour before Christ's return. And one of the reasons why the Lord has been sending his angel with a message from heaven, and I say one of the reasons, is not only in the fulfilling of scripture, what he spoke about when he was here on earth and what he had given other servants of his that we have recorded in the Bible to say why they was here on earth, but also to inform his people that he does speak today. Now you say, well, why why would his people think any other way? That is one of the teachings that's been going on among Christianity or the Christian community. You have some that have been telling others that the Lord have done all the speaking that he's going to do, as you have read in the Bible back in the days of Peter and Paul and Moses, that he is not speaking today. And so some of his people have failed into a runt of believing that the Lord does not speak today. So when they hear a testimony from another believer that, hey, the Lord spoke to me in a dream or in a vision, and I'm not saying every dream and vision come from God, but I'm talking about the legit ones. Whenever they hear of a testimony of the Lord speaking to another, this is why you get the looks like, come on, man, don't tell me that. You know that didn't happen. And some of you are flabbergasted because you're like, hey, this is supposed to be another believer. Why are they so quick to just strike it down like that or have that kind of attitude? Because, once again, some of them have been taught that the Lord has done all the speaking that he's going to do back in the days of Paul, Peter, and Moses, that he is not speaking today. Well, if that be the case, then if we go to the Bible alone, then that means that there's a scripture, a couple of them in there, that lie. When the Lord said, I am God, I change not. Okay? So God said he doesn't change. So what did that mean? Well, that means that if he had spoke to in the days of old, surely he would speak today. He doesn't change. And so through his angel messenger in this last hour, he speaks about certain people who will accomplish something, okay? Hallelujah. Inevitable shunt the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost witnessing to me why I can even get started, okay? That the word does speak about certain people who will accomplish something, okay? Because, see, you have to understand in this midnight hour, God has to speak because many of his people have fallen in unbelief to doing anything in the Lord. This is why many of them is not interested in doing the work for the Lord. They have fell into this thing like, we're going to be, we're going to be. That's the attitude of some. What's going to be, what's going to be. Well, that's just a ridiculous attitude, okay? What's going to be is what I look at is what God says is going to be. Now, August the 21st, 1939, the Lord, not Brother Nate, not any of the brothers and sisters you hear on this broadcast, not anyone else, not even an angel, decided on August the 21st, 1939, to send a message to the people of God, okay? To send a message to the people of God. And this angel, in coming on this day, hallelujah, in fact, hallelujah, at 11:45 p.m., is when this angel appeared. And the brother recorded that he was with him until from 11:45 p.m. to 2:30 a.m., August the 22nd, 1939. Now, remember, for those of you that listen to us on the broadcast, you know, many times, well, just really all the time, whenever I come from this word of the Lord, the messages that the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, I've always really approximately always just about giving you dates. Why do I do that? Because the Lord wants you to ask him about it. I mean, people, once again, I've said this many times, we're not trying to do nothing hideous here, okay? The Lord wants you, he wants us to tell you about the word he's been sending in this modern day time, and he wants you to ask him about it. We don't come on this broadcast and say, well, you know what, you better believe me just because I said it. No. You ain't heard that one time come out of my mouth. Hallelujah. So I'm giving you the dates and times so you can go back in your prayer time those of you that talk the talk about, well, I just love truth and I just want truth. Okay. Okay. Then you got to realize that God is the truth revealer. Number one. Number two, you got to realize that you don't know everything. Okay. That's the second thing. Realize you don't know everything. Some Christians strike this down because they think they know everything. They think they know, quote, every move of God. No, you don't. No, you don't. I don't. You don't. Nobody else do. Okay. So that's the second thing. Realize that you don't know everything. Okay. But number one, realize that Christ does. So in this message that he sent through this angel, I'm going to read the third verse here. And as I started, as I said to you guys at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, those of you said, you know, I want a copy of that message. No problem. I if you listen to the beginning of the broadcast, when I started off, I always tell you how to contact us by email, okay? And we'll get that over to you. I can definitely add, I may go back to even reading the address. I used to give the address to where you can straightway do it. So I may go back to that as well. But in this third, I want you to hear what the Lord Jesus authorized this angel to say. Now, remember, I said it many times. No angel of God picks his own time to come to see you, me, or anybody else. So if you get a visitation by an angel, you can best believe that God told him, say, okay, I want you to go to them at this time, this hour. There is no angel walking around in heaven talking about, you know what? I think I'll go visit Brother Nate, see how he's doing. I ain't seen Brother Nate in about 20 years. Go down there and see how he's doing. No. And you ain't got to worry about when you pray to God, say, God, you know, your angel came and told me last night, you ain't got to worry about God saying, he can't we? when he come, I didn't know he came. No, you ain't got to worry about that, okay? So in this third verse, he said, take the message from house to house. The message he's talking about is the messages he's sending to his angel messenger. He said, take the message from house to house. Many are honest in heart and will be glad to heed it. Take to them the gospel of love, preach repentance and faith in God, for all must have faith in God and his work as greater things shall come to pass. Only the pure in hearts and the humble in spirit shall be able. Now remember, I defined the word able from you from the beginning. He said, only the pure in heart and the humble in spirit shall be able to stand and labor in this work. What is this work? This is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the work of restoring, the bringing things back to where he once had it. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read another message here. Then I'll come back and offer a little bit more speaking concerning this too. Now, another message, December 30th. 1939 at 11 p.m. Okay. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord appeared. The brother said at his bedside and said these words, prepare that I may give you a message. Prepare to receive it. As many of the children of God are pleading in grief that the Lord would speak and give comfort, I arose in bed. He disappeared. The light remained for several Monday morning, that morning, January the 1st, 1940, at 2:15 a.m., he said the same message of the Lord appeared, okay? Amen. And he gave this message, which is referred to as message 46, which means it's the 46th time that he'd been sent by the Lord to bring a message to the people of God, okay? Now, having said that, I want to read to you from one of these verses here. Amen. Will be verse 3. And again, for those who listen and say, hey, you read from the message. I ain't got the message. I want a copy. Okay. Once again, at the beginning, when you listen to, when I get ready to do the broadcast, I announce in the beginning. Not only as I'm announcing in the beginning, I'm going to, Lord said, saying, go back to even giving you the address and stuff that you can, you know, put in to get these messages, to read it for yourself. Hey, once again, there's nothing hideous trying to be done here, okay? So in this third verse, it said, to all those that repent of sins and be baptized, preparing themselves in deep humility. Yea, the Lord promised that they shall receive a greater light and power, that they may be able to carry on the work of the Lord. Now remember, in defining the word able to you, meaning having sufficient power, skill, or resources to accomplish an object, in this case right here, the Lord talks about in being able to accomplish doing this work of the Lord. He speaks of certain people who will have that power, who will have the resources. Hallelujah. As you heard my brother Eddie Lee talking yesterday, you know, you got ministers coming on TV and they say, well, the Lord had me to do this program. And then all of a sudden, before they go off, they begging for money. Where if the Lord called you to do it, he has to provide. Amen. We ain't got no business begging for money. That's why on this broadcast, we don't be begging you guys for money. Now, if you decide you wanted to donate, okay, then we have no problem with that. But as far as us coming on begging for money, say, hey, you don't give us that $2,000, we ain't going to make it, blah, blah, we don't do that. We don't do that. Because if the Lord has called you to do a particular ministry, particular work, then he has to provide, okay? And if he provides through the donations of people, that's different. But for us coming on the broadcast like we just at the point of begging, you know, just begging, and we need you to send it to, we ain't got to do that. We ain't got to do that. Now, the Lord has made it clear who these certain people that's going to have the power, sufficient power, who's going to have the skill and the resources, number one, to stand, hallelujah, and abide, hallelujah, to stand and labor in this work. In the 44th message I read to you, he said, only the pure in heart and humble in spirit. Because this work of the Lord is a work of humility. This is a work of the Lord that is to draw the faithful and to bring about the restoration and restitution of all things. To bring the church back, I'm not talking about the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole, back to the place where Christ was once had it before there was the destruction. And it's going to require the pure in heart and the humble in spirit. As I said with you guys on the broadcast before, this way is a humbling way. It's not a way of glamour, lights, camera, action. It's not that kind of way, people. When you look at these big-time televangelists, you can see the glamour and want to be seen. You got them, before they come on, they putting makeup all over their face for what? Okay? Where you put it? You feel like it's Hollywood. Hallelujah. I wonder, do you read anywhere in the Bible where that Paul, before he got ready to speak to an audience of people, where he would put makeup on and he was getting fresh dressed? And don't get me wrong, I'm not against dressing pleasantly. But you look at some of them, let's get real, people. They going to overboard. You got some men dressing like Cool Daddy Mac. And you know what the world's word for that, when they dress like that, they call you a pimp. Okay? Look at that pimp. You know, I had a truck driver who used to come out there to the job, and me and him, you know, pretty good friends. And he was showing me about this particular guy, I don't know, it was his minister or something in the church. And he had a minister dressed up in the sharp suit with the hat, with the little feather sticking out. And he said, yeah, look at that old pimp. Yeah. Well, you say amen to old me, it don't matter. But anyhow, he said, only the pure in heart and the humble in spirit, not the prideful in spirit, not the ones who think they know everything. He said, but the humble in spirit, the one that's really willing to surrender to Almighty God. Everybody that claiming to be of God is not willing to surrender to Almighty God. They're not willing, people. They want to do things their way. He said, only the pure in heart, not the impure, okay? The pure in heart
is going to be able to do this work. You look now on the gospel music scene, so-called gospel singers are collaborating with anybody now. They collaborating with people who just get downright naked, and then because they call themselves making a gospel video, those same people that get naked, they call themselves covering themselves, but notice something. They don't cover themselves completely. Why? Because that spirit is part of them. So while you got the gospel singer singing with them saying, Jesus is the greatest, and they're up there saying, Jesus is with the greatest, well, part of their breast showing, okay, amen. Men singing Jesus is the greatest with their shirt open showing their chest hairs with a big old earring in their ear, bing, okay, let's get real. Let's get real about it. And get this, some of you guys can call me judgmental all you want to. God let you know the things that's of him and the things that's not of him. Don't be naive sitting there thinking just because everybody said Jesus is for Jesus. I can see many of the sinners just laughing at us and saying, man, them are a bunch of fools. Because once they get finished singing a so-called gospel song with you, they going back to what? Looking on next video, showing satanic symbols and satanic tattoos and dressed naked and doing all kinds of sexual acts on them. And they just got finished singing, Jesus is the greatest. My question is, what Jesus they were singing to? Were they like the Mormons who have a different type of Jesus and not the Jesus of the Bible? Surely. Surely. Now, he said in the 46th verse, 46th message, excuse me, he said, all that repent of their sins and be baptized, preparing themselves in deep humility, hallelujah, shall receive a greater light and power that they might be able or have sufficient power or resources or skills to do what? To carry on the work of the Lord. Now, in looking at that word carry on, and I went to Mr. Webster again, so Mr. Webster, what does the word carry on mean? And one of the definitions that Mr. Webster gave me, I want you to hear this, the word carry on means to continue doing, pursuing, or operating. I'm going to read that again. The word carry on means to continue doing, pursuing, or operating. The word carry on don't mean to do one time. It means to continue doing. Amen? Hallelujah. So you have some that have been in this work and left. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory. He said to those that repent of their sins. Now let me mention that for a minute here. Repent of the sins. People look at repent and they think it's all about you saying I'm sorry. And get this, I was one of the ones that thought like that for years too. Until I studied more in the word of God, seeing that, okay, repentance ain't dealing with just you saying I'm sorry. It ain't dealing with just that. It ain't dealing with just you having a change of mind about an action you did. It ain't just them two things. The third thing that what people really struggle with, and this is where if you don't do this, you have not fully repent. When the word repent means to turn away from sin to the amendments of one life. So repent also involves you turning away from the act that you're doing. And see, this is the biggest struggle that many have. They get to first base by saying, oh, I really regret I did that and I'm sorry. But listen, if I'm stealing from you, okay, literally stealing from you, and you say, brother, you're stealing from me. And listen to this. I turn around and tell you, well, you know, I'm sorry for stealing from you, but I never stopped the act. Did I fully repent? Of course not, because I did not turn away from that sin. And you got people being deceiving because they think they said to you, I'm sorry, that they give them the right to, oh, I can still continue to do it. Oh, at least I said I'm sorry. No, you got to turn from the thing. You got to turn from it, people. I can't sit there and tell you I'm sorry and I'm still stealing from you. I'm not fully repent. I have not truly repented. In fact, I can go that deep because anybody can do lip service. Yeah, anybody can do lip service. I'm sorry, but I'm saying this to you so, hey, get you off my back, kind of ease you up so I can keep stealing from you. But see, the Lord said, those that repent of their sins, be baptized, preparing themselves in deep humility, not in pride, in deep humility, shall receive the greater light and power to carry on, to be able. Okay? People, we got to have the power to continue on. Hallelujah. And the Lord said that only going to come through our repentance and through preparing in deep humility. And this is why some had not been able to stay in this work. Some was not pure in heart. They was not humble in spirit. They was not repentant. And they did not prepare themselves in deep humility. See, that's one of the things we have had a problem in this church, the Church of Christ and Life's Message, because we have been so stuck on an angel coming all the time that we fail to understand, too, that, hey, we got the Holy Ghost in us. The same Holy Ghost in us works in the angel. And you have people in the church, I'm being real, they get so excited when the angel of the Lord comes. Don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong with being excited. But it's like the bus stops there. They do no continue preparing in humility because understand something. When Jesus reveals something to you, that ain't all there is that's given to you. There's more he can reveal. But we have to prepare in deep humility. And so people have been busy. And this is one of the reasons why they couldn't continue to pursue or operate in this work. Because what? They stopped preparing to receive greater. The heart didn't remain pure. The spirit didn't remain humble. They sought to do things their way. So they may have started off in this work, but they couldn't finish. They couldn't, in other words, they couldn't continue to do it. Now, once again, this is not a braggadocious statement on my behalf or by me. Don't think I didn't have no temptations coming my way, especially all the stuff we'd had going on in the church. And I hadn't been full blown many times myself. God had to chastise me back in 2014. Well, I got to the point I was just sitting around not doing nothing, okay? He convicted me. Amen. So this is not no braggadocious statement coming to you guys about myself. I'm letting you know what's happening. And I hear so many that went away from the work. You know, I still believe in the coming angel. I'm like, where are you at? I mean, it's one thing to say what you believe, but where are you? Faith is putting action to what you believe. Okay? Amen. That's what faith is. Faith is putting action to what you believe. Hallelujah. You got a lot of people that come out, I believe, man. Yeah, I believe. Well, if you are starving for malnutrition and there's food sitting there on the table and someone tells you, hey, man, You're dying from malnutrition, man. You ain't eating. You need to eat. And you sit up there and say, yeah, I believe I need to eat. But if you don't make your way over there to get something to eat, you got enough strength to go over there and get something to eat, but you won't do it. What good was you saying, I believe, and didn't put no action to what you believe? What's going to happen to you? You're going to die. Because just sitting alone, that's where that difference with belief and faith come in at. Just sitting alone saying, I believe, or I accept it to be genuine and true, it's just half the thing, people. You can't go on the half the thing. You got to go on the full thing, okay? You need to get to an area, and it takes that full tank to get there. How you getting there on a half a tank? You need a full tank now. So you can't go on half a thing and then talk about, okay, I believe. Yes, I sure believe. Okay, well, good, okay? So when you're going to put some action to what you believe? That's what faith really kicks in at. Hallelujah. So God said, those who possess the power to accomplish carrying on this work or being able to labor or stand in this work are those who are going to be pure in heart, humble in spirit, repent of, okay, of their sins, coming into the way, repenting and be baptized, coming into the way, doing the first works, and then preparing themselves in deep humility. Hallelujah. See, God didn't hide who's going to be able to do this work. He didn't hide it, okay? He told of a certain people. And this is the midnight, this is in the midnight cry. This is what God has been sending through his angel in this last hour. To let her know there is a people. Hallelujah. That's going to carry on this work of restitution, restoration. To carry on this work to cause the faithful to flow together as one. For one thing, for those of you in the Church of Christ that like the message, I know things been looking bleak. You know, let's get real. You got, I don't know how many splits. I think it's like 2 or 3. And one time I was caught up in that. And I know it's looking bleak to some of you, and it looked like the work ain't moving. But guess what God said? There are certain ones that he told you, the pure in heart, the humble in spirit, the repentant. Hallelujah. Those who prepare themselves in deep humility is not only going to carry this work on, they're going to stand and labor in this cause. They're going to stand, people. Hallelujah. The pure glory. The pure heart is going to stand. The humble in spirit is going to stand. Okay? Amen. Despite what they're seeing, they're going to stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The midnight cry, the cry of the Lord in this last hour. Yes, people, the Lord is alive and well today, and he does speak a modern day word today. Yeah, he do. Yeah, he do. So those of you that whenever, and I ain't saying everything somebody said from God, but from those of you that so quick to have this look on your face like you've seen Catholic friendly ghosts, because you get a testimony from another brother or sister that, hey, you know, the Lord spoke this, and now all of a sudden your eyes and got buck-eyed, and you looking like, oh, man. You know, you got this all kind of shocked look like, man, come on. God speaking today. You got that kind of look. Shake that unbelief off of you. Shake it off. Okay. You're harming yourself. And the devil's in the corner just laugh. Whenever we get in unbelief, oh, he just have a heyday. He loves that. He said, okay, now I can play my little game with him. Hallelujah. Game of confusion. Let's see which way I can throw them. Left, right, let me see. And that's what he do. Hallelujah. So in this last hour, there are certain ones, and we just looked at the word that he said, that we're going to possess the power to accomplish. What accomplish what, Brother Nathan? What the word said? To carry this work of the Lord on, to labor and stand in this work. See, you need revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ about this work, people. Because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not here elevating the church that I belong to. No, you ain't getting that from Brother Nate. None of y'all can rightly accuse me of any time I've been on the broadcast saying he always kept putting the church, his church up. Now, you can't say that. If you do, you point to me what broadcast I did it on or broadcasts that I did it on. I've always elevated or raised up the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, this work of restitution, restoration. And that's what I'm going to do, people. Because if everybody in the Church of Christ that lies the message, that have received this word, if all of them said, look, throw your books down, we quit, we ain't doing this stuff no more, we don't believe in this stuff no more, guess what's going to happen? Are you ready for this? The work of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to continue on. He just going to have another people there to do it. And the people that said, no more of this, and we quit, and we don't believe, it's going to be replaced. Listen, God ain't now about playing no games. Jesus ain't no game player. He ain't playing no games. Jesus don't be speaking in vanity. He just don't say stuff. You go, gee, why you say that? I don't know. I just, you know. It was just there. No, he don't do that, people. He don't do that. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for this. I've come together in Jesus' name. Thank you for the word that you've given in this last hour. Hallelujah. Through the angel messenger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the fulfilling of your word that you spoke in Malachi 4, Malachi 3, Matthew chapter 17, Acts chapter 3, Deuteronomy 18. Thank you, Lord, for Revelation 14 and 6. So, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. And Lord, say the same tomorrow. I will come back with part two to this. And Lord, say the same. I will come from the Bible. So look for the advertisement on tomorrow, along with another broadcast we will have tomorrow night is The Angel Messenger Speaks by Brother Eddie Meek. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church Christ of Life's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.